Welcome to Eat This Scroll, a University Fellowship Church podcast. My name is Chris Moore, and I am happy that you are here with me. But it's not just you and me. No, no, no. We get together twice a week to chew on God's word, and with us is always a guest to share what they've been chewing on, and we have Jamie Harms. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To Eat This Scroll, the podcast.
The podcast version.
Jamie, love having you on. Mm-hmm. You are always bringing in great stuff. And we are barreling, at least I feel like we're barreling, towards a pretty important part of the church calendar.
You are absolutely correct.
What is that?
Easter.
That is... Okay, is it controversial? It shouldn't be controversial. Is it controversial to say that's the most important day of the year in a Christian's?
It's pretty close. World? I mean, it.
Would you put the cross or the resurrection?
Well, the whole weekend.
Well, this, see, this is, yeah,
kind of a whole week thing.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And fair, frankly, enough, you know, Jewish feasts are at least 7 days, so it covers it all.
There you go.
We'll bring feasts back into it.
Yes, one way or another. So the most important weekend.
There you go.
Of the year for us.
Indeed.
That we look back and remember.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got Lent leading up to that?
We do. So as everybody knows, we're not a liturgical church, mm-hmm, at UFC, but traditionally over the years in all different kinds of cultures, they've celebrated Lent, mm-hmm, it means spring and new life, but it's part of this season set apart to remember that we're sinners and prepare our hearts to celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking before we started the episode that this can be a part of the year,
mm-hmm,
like a lot of times of the year, that we come barreling in and barreling out, yes, as fast as we can.
It is such a busy time of year, and it's really easy to just get going and going and going, and all of a sudden there's Easter, and then you keep going, and there's just kind of this little tiny blip, mm-hmm, on a radar. And as you said, it's super important to our faith. It's foundational to our faith. And yet sometimes we just let it go by.
Yeah.
Maybe you grab a couple chocolate eggs and call it good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. You know, maybe some people are over for food. So why should the attitude of the believer be leading into this really important, mm-hmm, season for us?
Well, traditionally Lent has, it starts off with Ash Wednesday. And if you're not familiar with that, there's a service that is tied in with that, and they put ashes on their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of this scarlet letter almost of, I am a sinner. Mm-hmm. And so it starts with, I am a sinner, I am a sinner. And usually it involves a fast. And through that fast, and then you finish up at Easter, and then there's new life that comes through Easter. So the whole Lenten season is like 40 days. So it's a pretty long a chunk of time, but we don't hardly take 40 minutes sometimes.
And that so, might be long for a service.
And yeah. So, well, we won't do it the way that maybe it's historically done, but that we should pause, mm-hmm, at least,
yeah,
as we get ready to think about, well, what are we actually celebrating on Easter, and why is this important, and, mm-hmm, be in a space where we can truly celebrate Easter for what it is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna throw some chum in the water.
Sure.
Because I think you'll bite.
Uh-oh.
How much can we understand from Lent or from feasts,
mm-hmm,
in relation to how much we hurry? Because it seems like so much of the Christian life is built around dependency and waiting and patience.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of our lives culturally is hurry, results, hurry, now, hurry. Consume, mm-hmm, consume, consume, move on to the next best thing. So can you engage that a little bit?
Well, I do think we hurry, 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 and we don't know how to just sit or be still.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a discipline that we have to practice, and this is a way to do it. So the feasts are kind of this regular rhythmic reminder of slow down, stop, remember who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are not Old Testament Jewish or Israelites, mm-hmm, we don't have that same rhythm, yet we do have Easter and Christmas. And,
yeah,
those are things that we celebrate. And do we slow down and make that part of our spiritual rhythm as well as just a rhythm that's on our calendar?
Yeah. What are the symptoms people are experiencing when they skip over this part of Christian life?
Mm-hmm. I think they miss out. It's not something that's required for salvation,
right?
Obviously, but then you just miss out on some of the goodness. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, Lent is usually typified by fasting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we fast, the thing that breaks that fast is all that more sweet. I was thinking of an example. I went into early labor with one of my children. And they wouldn't let me eat.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
It was awful. 36 hours later, I had a baby, but I really wanted a sandwich. You know, like,
yeah. Take the baby, give me a sandwich.
Exactly. And the nurse brought me two slices of Wonder Bread with processed cheese and turkey meat, like deli turkey meat on it.
Deluxe.
And it was like the best thing ever because I had fasted and it heightened it for me in a totally different way, where I could grab that same sandwich going out the door right now and it's just dinner on the run.
Yeah.
And so, but that gave me a different perspective because I had taken time on, well, in that particular time, I was forced to take that time not to eat.
Yeah.
Then that made that sweet. And so I think that concept is similar with Lent. Sometimes we pull back from some things. We move things off of our plates so that all of a sudden when Easter comes, there's a sweetness there that we would have missed out on had we just grabbed one of those sandwiches and run.
Yeah. Well, I think of Passover and the imagery of exile and the remembrance of God's deliverance of his people from Egypt and how they had... And I'm just regurgitating everything you've taught me, Jamie.
So, well, good. Then I know you've learned it.
Yeah, I've learned it. You know, that they were slaves. They were workers. Yes. That's what they knew for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And then God brought them out and said, no more. I am the one who provides for you.
Yes.
And that was part of that stopping and slowing down. And it seems like as we near one of the most important seasons, if the most important season, apart from the birth of Christ, that it would do us well to remember our deep dependency on him and upon what happened. You know, when you think of the Garden of Gethsemane and you think of him dragging his cross and you think of him and the abuse and the attacks and then the hanging and the dying and those components, it's no longer like, yeah, like God, he died for my sin. Isn't that really neat? It's like, well, yeah, it is. It's a little more than neat.
Yes, it is more than...
Well, it's not less than neat, but...
even with Passover, that you felt the weight of your sin.
Yeah.
And because you had to... There was this lamb that was personal to you, that had been in your household for 4 or 5 days, and then you had to sacrifice that lamb. There was a personal connection, and that was built in that time period, and there was this weight of sin. And that's something that we miss sometimes.
Yeah.
To take time and really think about that. And when we do remember that weight of sin, it makes the gift of the resurrection that much sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the beauty in law and gospel for me, is that when we maintain our wretchedness in our sin, then the light and the grace and the goodness and the overflowing wisdom that God decided to exercise on our behalf.
Exactly.
You know.
And with that resurrection, we also rejoice in the fact that we are new creations. We are no longer like that. We're not left there and wretched. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we remember that we were wretched, but we are also new creations in Christ.
Right. Yeah, so I think when I think of Lent and heading towards Easter, I think that this is an opportunity where we would truly benefit effectually if we... meditated on what this season means for the believer. You know, if somebody is in Christ, then it means that they are a product of this day, you know, thousands of years ago that the Lord had us in mind that day. And I think it's worth slowing down.
It is. And there's different ways that we can slow down and have markers to remember. And, you know, I mentioned that fasting is part of the Lent season. And so maybe it's something like, practically speaking, the week before Easter, you don't have anything that has sugar in it. And every time you reach for sugar, you remember, oh, wait, God did something. There's a physical reminder for you that whole week. And then there's treats on Easter and it provides a different perspective. So that's a very physical, practical thing that somebody could do. But then there's also just maybe sitting down and saying for the week before Easter, every day I'm going to take an hour to sit down and journal. There's no prescribed way, but are you doing it?
Yeah.
Are you taking time to slow down and remember what Easter is for?
So one of the things that we talk about often on the podcast, mm-hmm. Either you or I or myself and or me and the other guests,
the others.
Yeah, is the frequent disinterest, I think, towards repetitive things, mm-hmm. which we've explained and expounded on this, that there are certainly capacities for this to become rote and repetitive, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. But when you're talking about something like fasting or sacrificing something, how do you think that tangible, experiential, mm-hmm. piece plays into a formative work that we get to experience while we're reflecting in this, mm-hmm. time of the year?
Well, the fasting piece is, there's physical reminders when your belly growls, mm-hmm. or when you want something that you have to choose, make a choice, mm-hmm. that... am I going to do this or not? Do this or not? Or as that comes up, it's just a physical reminder of, okay, well, I need to stop and remember or pray. Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect of it too. But one of the aspects of Lent that I think is also there is, especially for those who are doing like these 40-day fasts from things, you're gonna blow it.
Yeah.
And it's just one more reminder that you need a savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's part of the formation, is you're putting yourself in a space that God can show you something different, maybe.
Yeah.
In a very tactile way, which goes back to the feasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they were very tactile. I think often of licking honey off of boards or whatever they had, stone tablets, or I can't remember what it was.
I hope it's a very well-sanded board.
Yeah, tasting the sea. I just have splinters. Well, I think that this is a great opportunity for us to, mm-hmm. be reflective and to be intentional heading in. We've got 3 Sundays, you said?
3 Sundays. There's 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make a shameless plug here. We just finished up Bible study today. And so for these 2 weeks, we are going to do, you can follow along on the blog, but there's different kinds of scripture each day for, mm-hmm. the next 2 weeks. And we're looking at the last couple weeks of last week of Jesus through the eyes of bystanders, minor characters. So Pilate's wife, Malchus, Simon of Cyrene, those types of characters, yeah. the centurion at the cross, as just a way to kind of interact with the story, maybe in a fresh way, mm-hmm. as we think about Easter coming.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And the gate in my brain caught something and I was like, nope, don't let that one through, Chris.
Way to have self-control.
Yes. Every once in a while, I'm like, I'm a grown man. I think that anytime we get an opportunity to engage in that way, mm-hmm. especially considering what's the biblical perspective on these things, mm-hmm. is a huge encouragement.
Yes.
And like I've said many, many times, I get to be a direct beneficiary of women's ministry because my wife is, involved in it, yes. and she benefits from that. So I appreciate all the hard work you guys, yeah. do through the blog. So if you're not subscribed to that, go do it. What are you, mm-hmm. waiting for?
Exactly.
Get out there. If you're a dude, you can't come to the Bible studies, though.
Not the Bible study, sorry. But I mean, you could, yeah. You could look at the blog if you could really were blog. Interested.
Yeah.
And we are going to post some of the hymns that we've recorded over the,
oh, wonderful.
The last couple of years as well. Just as a little treat, mm-hmm. kind of a reminder for that week. Things that we've done in the past that have kind of slowed us down a little bit.
Yeah.
And we get to hear and be blessed by others in our congregation who did the singing.
Yeah, that's that. Wonderful. Yeah. I've seen some of those. It's really encouraging, mm-hmm. stuff. Okay, last but not least, I don't know when this will air. It will be aired before Easter,
mm-hmm.
but what is the next date for the Bible study?
Next women's Bible study? Mm-hmm. The next women's Bible study in person is going to be the Thursday after Easter, so okay. April 13th, and we are going to start Encounter, and it's going to be 8 weeks. We're going to look at 13 different women who encountered Jesus in the Gospels.
Wonderful.
And their lives, and talk about how we ourselves have also encountered Jesus.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I can't wait to hear about that. Well, listener, hopefully you're encouraged by that. We are busy. It's
busy, but we're going to slow down, Chris, before, yeah, Easter. Just
it's
a
four-letter word. It makes me nauseous. And I really blame Jarrell for that. I hold him singularly responsible.
Poor Jarrell.
I know, because he came in here talking about how busy is such a terrible thing, and it made a lot of sense to me, and, mm-hmm. I wish I didn't have that information now. I could go on
well,
naive.
You can shift a little bit and call it abundant. We have,
sure.
an abundant life, but there's a perspective shift there, mm-hmm. too. So there's my 2 cents.
Chances are y'all feel abundant. or busy. Nevertheless, as we look at these next 2 weeks, this is a great opportunity to slow down some part of your life. Mm-hmm. We have the incredible privilege of having a restored relationship with our Creator, yes, the one who knows us intimately inside and out, and who loved us and bubbled over in affection towards us when we were rebels and at war with Him and hated mm-hmm. Him. So somehow, you as a means of drawing close to the Lord and settling your heart on where it should be in this season, find some way to sacrifice. Find something that draws your eyes towards Him, whether it's painful, and every time you get the pangs of hunger or wanting to look on your phone or whatever, you're reminded to pray. You're reminded mm-hmm. of what Christ went through thousands of years ago for our benefit,
yes,
and where He was, you know, approximately in that timeline, and consider what did He have to deal with for me? So we will talk to you before Easter, but thanks for coming along this journey for us. Thank you, Jamie, for sharing. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
All right, listener, we will catch you on the next episode. Bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests for coming and sharing what they've been chewing on in God's Word. We produce these podcasts and release them twice a week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out on one. And don't forget, love God, love your neighbor, and make disciples.